Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing. This is the third shiur on the topic of the Nes of Chanukah. When we spoke in the previous two shiurim, we saw in the flow of Spesiyata Dishmai Vitaris Hashem about how there was a koach hispashtus. Normally, nature has unlimited power, but there is always something stopping it from expanding further. And what God did on Chanukah was that He allowed the natural koach of the Shemen to continue. And there was nothing stopping it, and he allowed the natural koach of the Jews to overpower the kochos hara. And that was the miracle, and that's the special haidah, and therefore the nisim of the miracle and the shemen are the same, and that part of the way we're megala the nes of the mulchama is by lighting the menorah, as the Rambam says, because that shows the same common denominator of his pashtus kochos, and we explained Al Anisim according to that, and we saw that the Riaz, who says like there's a Hodav of Tfilah and Hodav of the Hadlaka, it's the same thing. We explained that idea in the same way, that in the Tfilah we thank Hashem for the Koch of Hispashtus, and in the Shem we thank Hashem for the Koch of Hispashtus. And now we are continuing, again based on the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu, of David Tzatzal, so now we can also answer the following kasha. How come in the bracha of Al HaNisim we don't mention the main Nes Pach HaShemen, famous kasha? We mention the Mulchama, we don't talk about the Nes Pach HaShemen. The Lefi Masha Nitba'er, הרי כל עניין הנרות הוא כדי לבאר את הנס ואת המהלך של תשועת המלחמה. אבל בהודעה דעל הניסים שכאן נתבאר מפורש בעניין זה, הרי בזה ישנת שלמות ההודעה והשבח של זה התחייבנו בהודעה בפה. So based on what we explained, the whole union of the Neros is to explain the nes and the mahalach of the tshuva of the melchama, the salvation of the war. But in the Hodav Al HaNisim, that as we explained, this is explicit. It's explicit in the Al HaNisim that what happened, that the weaker powers were allowed to be expansive. They weren't stopped. Chaloshim, the Ma'atim, the Tzadikim, the Tehoirim, all of these powers which are normally limited, which are normally held in check, were allowed to let loose. They were released, and all of their full power, the unlimited power, the Ein Sofi that they're given, the Koach Ein Sofi that they're giving, the infinite power they're given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is released. And then therefore it's explicit in the Tefillah. In the Dalal Al HaNisim it's explicit. So in other words, what's the Ikar Chanukah? The Ikar Chanukah, as we explained, is the Milchama. And what's Megala, the Nes of the Milchama, because again, we don't thank Hashem for, if there is no Yeshua, if there's no Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. So the thanking is for the Mulchama, for the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. And the Hadlakas Neris is Megala in that Nes, that it's the same idea, that the Nes of the Ner being the kindled burning for 8 days is a Gilui of that tremendous Koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't say die to the Koach HaShemen. So, but the Iker Nes, and that's the Nes of the Mulchama. But in the Hidav Al HaNisim, that's explicit, though, that it's Mivayr, that it explains to us what exactly happened. So there you have the Shlemus Hidav HaShevach, and that's why we're Chayv and Hidav HaShevach. What do you have to add? The Nes HaShemen. The Nes HaShemen is B'Teras Maisel L'Vayirat HaMeora. The Nes HaShemen is the act that we're doing to explain what happened, to explain the Nes HaMulchama. Aval Kan Zalon Itzrach. Kan, it's not necessary, because we're saying explicitly, that we're explaining explicitly what the Koach HaMulchama was. וכל שאינו במעשה, אלא דיבור, כל שנתפרש הדבר בדיבור, הרי נאמר בזה את הכל. But if you're in the world of דיבור, and you explain with the דיבור, so you explain what you had to explain. It's not, no more explanation is necessary. You don't have to mention the Nes of the Neros. לכן אין מקום להזכרת עניין זה בברכת על הניסים. והיינו נמי מה שסיימו בברכת על הניסים, ואחר כך באו בניך וכו', והדליקו נרות בחצרות קודשך. And that's why we conclude the Baruch of Al HaNisim. Afterwards, your children came and they were madlik neiros b'chatzos kodshecha in your holy courtyards, and they were koiveya shmoinis, and they established the 8 days of Chanukah to thank and to praise. Dahainu, shemimashim mivo'ar b'chol ha'bracha, mivo'ar inyan miyuchad shel lehodot v'kanal, sheyeshna hoda'a miyuchedet, ha'malach hazeh shel tshu'a. From what we see in the whole bracha, we see the special name of the Haidos, that we have in this special Haidah, in this Mahalach of Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the normally limited kolchos to be unlimited. So there's a special thank you there. The Haidos Ilahala, we thank you especially for that. Again, as we explained, there's no Nama de Kisufa, we're not embarrassed anymore because it's coming from us. The Chol, everything's coming from Hashem. But it's Hashem who's giving us the power. And there's also an inyan of praising Hashem. That's the Shevach HaKel that the Rambam talks about. That comes from such a Mahalach of Gilui. And therefore they were Koveh Shemonasim Chanukah, where there's Halal and Hodah. We praise Hashem. We thank Hashem for this tremendous Mahalach of Yeshua. That's different than all other Nisim. That here it wasn't the supernatural coming in and beating the natural. It was the natural running its normal course that's normally held in check. It's normally limited, and here it was unlimited. So the Neiros are Mevar, this Inyan. So that's why we like the Neiros and Mevar. That's B'Torah's Maisa. And B'Torah's Dibur, we talk about it. In Al HaNisim, and B'Kavush, V'Dlikun, they lit the candles, B'Chatzos Kodshecha. So the candles are Megala, this Inyan. And they're also, because the candles are Megala, that that Teva was let to run its natural course and wasn't stopped. And then they were koveh these 8 days, lahodu sila halel, on this special mahalach of Yeshua, on this special type of unique form of a miracle. Beautiful. So that explains why we don't mention the Neis HaNeiros in Al HaNisim, because we say explicitly what the Neis was in Al HaNisim. The Neiros only needed the Torah's Maisa to show what the miracle was about. But here, if we're saying it, the Torah's Dibur, so what do we have to say more for? Well, it's already been said, the Iker has been said. And now we can also when the Yevanim went into the Heichal, they were metame all of the Shmanim in the Heichal. Ukeshegavra malchut achashmonaim venitzchum badku. So it says there that when the Yevanim came into the Heichal, they were metame all the Shemen in the Heichal. And when Malchus Chashmonaim was goyver, and they were menatzeach, so they checked, and they didn't find any other candles. They didn't find any pure oil. V'hedliku mimenu, all they found was this one pach that had the chosim of the Kohen Gadol, and they lived with it for 8 days. The next year, they established it and made it good days of praise and thanks. As shoel la'imik baracha ve'od, ma'itaymo huskar kan rak nes shel pach ha'shemen, v'lo huskar klal ha'nes she'aya bin nitzachon shel rabim b'yad me'atim, el rak tani stam v'nitzchum. As po adageshu, the emphasis here is on the Neis Pach HaShemen. And it just mentions Derech Agav v'nitzchum, without making a big deal out of it. Harei vadai shehalel v'hoda gam al ha'nitzachon kamayri. The halel and hoda is also on the miracle, on the victory, on the miracle, on the military victory. So why isn't that mentioned? Ulefi dvareinu mirakach. The very fact that it's expressed, that it's couched in such a terminology, teaches us
the nitzachon haba al yedei nes umemela, the masha the shana acheret kivaum
ועשאום, ימים טובים, והלל והודאה. היינו הלל והודאה, כפי הנגלה מנס השמן, על דבר שכביכול לא היה בו נס כלל, ועכשיו נתגלה הנס שבו. The difference between the revelation that there is in a mahalach of a regular nes and the revelation that there is in a nes that has a mahalach that is of a different, not tightly different nature, the hispashtus hakochos, hamischayim mimimah shenivru kach mehashem, because that's the way God created. God created us in an infinite power with infinite powers. He just, as we saw in the Gemara and Chagiga, he just put a stop to it. He said, "Lo'elam o'day," but the kochos batzmusam are unlimited if they would not be stopped. So that's gevaldik. So the difference between the one gili and the other is like the difference between a regular victory and a victory that comes through a miracle. And memela, that the next year they established it as yamim tovim v'halel v'hodah, is a halel and a hodah, as was revealed from the Nes HaShemen, and something that kiviyachol, there was no Nes at all, and now the Nes was revealed. We can, in other words, it's the power of nature coming out, and now the power of nature is showing its true colors, that it can be unlimited. And that's a bigger machayev of halal and hodah. It's not namidiki sufa, and it shows the power of God's creation. It's not God coming in and showing, "Ooh, I have extra special power, I can stop the creation." No, that's part of sheishis imei bereishis. That's part of the Tanai. But that's not really what's happening here. What's happening here is nature itself, what we see on a day-to-day basis, its power is shown. Ve'etzeh kamashmalan ha-barayit u'matani netzchum stam, de'ki'ilu mevo'al mizeh, she'zein no davar mechayev halal v'hodah. ומשום דרכן כן הוא כלפי מה שמתחייב הלל ועודה מחמת הגילוי של נס הנרות. It just says Nitzchum Stam because it's trying to show that what's happening here is exactly what happened with the Neres Chanukah. As if the Nitzachon wasn't Mechayev Halav Hodah, only the Neres were, because there's really no more in the Nitzachon than there is in the Neres, because they're really saying the same thing. They're really saying that it's nature being mispashet. Therefore, it doesn't go into detail about the Nitzachon. It just says Stam Nitzachon, Nitzchum. Because it wasn't a mahalach of Nitzachon al yidei Neis, that it was something supernatural. Rather, it was nature running its course. And that's what happened with the Neros. So the Shana Acher is covered by Halal V'Hoidah. And the Halal V'Hoidah, how's the Halal V'Hoidah expressed? It's expressed in the Neis HaShemen, which kiviyachol, until now there was no miracle. You didn't see the miracle. You saw Teva. But now you see, no, that's really what Teva is. And that's the same thing with the Nitzachon. So the Nitzachon is not anything beyond that. So it doesn't go into detail about the Nitzachon. It's all included in the Neis Pach HaShemen, because it's really all one. B'chein yivu'ar b'ze ma shemru b'agmara shem shel shana acheret k'vom b'asum yamim tovim b'halel v'odah. K'var nimdu b'ze. Everybody asked. The next year they made it a Yom Tov with Hal and Hodah. Why did they wait a year? And what's the lashon of Kva'um? What's the tosefis of Kva'um? Ubefrat sherei Kva'um lashon keva hanuged la'arayi. Be'alma perusho shimei davar mitchila rak pam achat arei me'achshav na'asa keva. V'arei b'pshitut ma shekatav Kva'um. היינו הדלקת נרות לפי מה שכתוב ברש"י. ושתו ועשום ימים טובים והלל ועל הניסים. ומה מעשה הראי של מצוות הדלקה הייתה בשנה ההיא של השנה האחרת? קבעו אותה לקבע. וגם לדעת הרמב״ם, דעותה היינו הדלקת נרות, הרי מה שכתב קבורום, היינו שאת מה שהיה בשנה ראשונה עשו אותו לקבע, ומה שנה עשו ימים טובים, לליל ועודה, גם זה הרי יקשה שאינו עוד איזה הדלקה הייתה בשנה הראשונה, שכך נעשתה לקבע. So we have to understand this meaning of this קבע, because it says in the Gemara, קבעום, they established that something set. That something set as opposed to something that's not set. Something that's only ara'i. It's only impermanent, temporary. Because normally, kavu means what was until now was a one-time event is now keva. But the pashtus kavu'um is the hadlakas neiros, and asa'um are the yamim tovim of halal and alanisim. So what maisa roi of mitzvahs hadlaka was there in the first year? In other words, it's mashma the first year. There was aroi of hadlaka. Now there's a kvius of hadlaka. What's the aroi and then the kvius? What mitzvahs aroi of hadlaka was there in the first year that afterwards became kevin, also according to the Rambam, that hoidah is hadlaka's nevus. So kva'um means that what was b'shana harishana. And according to the Rashi, Kvum is Hadlakas Neiros, and Asam Yom Tovim is Halal and Alanisa. So, what Aroi was there on Hadlakas Neiros that became Keva further the next year? And according to the Rambam, the Hoido is Hadlakas Neiros, as we saw in the previous year, 2 shirim ago. So, Remashkav Kvum is what was in the first year, was only temporary, now became permanent. What was temporary about Hadlaka in the first year that became permanent? As Lafit Vareinu, that in the first year, since there was a nes shel pach hashemen, right after the nitzachon, definitely there was a clear recognition that the nes of the nitzachon, the miracle of the victory, was b'malach shenitba'er, kfi shenara mines pach hashemen. Because, in other words, we understood that pach hashemen came right after the victory, so we understand the nature, what was the mahalach of the victory, that it was the powers of nature coming to full throttle, full force. The klapeze katani, shelishana acheret, shekvar einet hargashat hadvarim, haba'a mechamat smichutam ze laze, ve'et chozek ha'akara b'mahalcho shel neis nitzachon, kav'u et ha'inyan kidei, שמה שהבינו והרגישו בשעת מעשה לא יהיה ארעי רק בשנה ההיא, אלא יהיה זה קבע בכל השנים. As the first year, they understood, oh, you have the nes of the pach hashemen. That's megale what's pshat in the milchama, that it was the powers of nature that were now let full throttle to express themselves. And that's going to be in the first year. Then it was aroi. But the rabbis made it keva. They want this hargasha to continue. They want to strengthen this recognition that it was nature that was God empowered, Hashem empowered nature to be much stronger. And they did this by establishing the Hadlakas Neiros every year. And according to Rashi, Hadlakas Neiros is kevaum, and according to the Rambam, it's the Hodah. So the Hadlakas Neiros is the Hodah. So by lighting the Neiros, we're able to see every year, that was what the miracle of the Milchama was all about. It was like the Neiros, because the Neiros are just like the Neiros where Hashem allowing the power of Teva to keep going. That is also that's Pshat in the Milchama. That's why the Neiros that we light are Agiwe and the Milchama, because that shows that the power of Teva wasn't that Hashem miraculously as a one-time thing made the weak strong. No. Hashem allowed the weak, who are normally exceptionally strong, they're just a koach hamaniyah, he removed that koach hamaniyah, and that's the same thing he did to nature when it came to the neiros. So the establishing the kvius in the future was to strengthen that hakara, that that's what the mocham was all about. So by lighting the candles, that's mechazek our hakara, that the nes of the mocham was in the same mahalach of empowering nature to go full force, not to be limited by any outside impediments. She kenet ba'er ba'am mizeh avana, comes from this, the understanding al mahut hanes, that we understand how the essence of the nets as it was b'shas hanitzachon. And according to this, Moriah Rabbi say, is do asach 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 tzureden. So please, please, please stay tuned and don't miss it. There, it just gets better and better as you go on. So thank you so incredibly much for listening, and we should be zochet to continue. Hashem should give us all the kochos hagufa nefesh and the financial capacity and everything we need in order to be able to learn Torah Hashem benachas uvesimcha. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.